Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm your host, Michael Chapman, joined by Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez. So I just want to give a quick shout out to the Lady Bulldogs this week. The volleyball team went 3-1 at the North Alabama volleyball tournament. So that was, they did great there. They only lost one match, and that was to West Alabama, I believe, in five sets. So they put up a valiant effort in that one too. And then the girls soccer team got their first win 6-0 against who did they beat, Seth?
Who I wrote on this, I should know this.
Spring Hill,
that's right. Yeah, so that was a great win for them. Hopefully they can both pick up a couple more wins this weekend. We've got 6 home games this weekend. We've got 2 men's soccer games, 2 volleyball games, and 2 women's soccer games. So that should be good.
Wow. Be a packed weekend.
Oh, yeah. Biggest weekend at home, I think, so far for Union sports this semester. But anyways, we're going to get into some college football, just some takeaways from the weekend, what we thought about some of the games. It was a big weekend in college football. We had the matchup with Clemson and Louisville. Yeah. That turned out to not be such a great game, but a lot of hype surrounding that. And then probably the game of the week was USC-Texas.
Oh, that double OT game.
Oh, yeah. I watched the end of that game. I tuned in right at the end. I was glad ESPN, I was watching some game on ESPN that didn't matter. I think it was like an Ole Miss game. And they they told the score on that game and said that it was on Fox. So I just switched right over to Fox. They were losing viewers on that.
Yeah, I was hoping Texas was going to take that one.
Yeah, I was rooting for Texas, too.
I remember preseason thinking Texas was back, and I'm regretting that now.
Yeah. I feel like every year people think that Texas is back lately. Like,
yeah, I know. They haven't been great since, like, Vince Young.
It really has. They really haven't.
Vince Young was at that game, actually, between USC and Texas. It was the first time they had played since the national championship game in 2006, I guess it was.
Wow. Oh, that's a big one then.
He was there, and Matt Leinart was there for USC, so two Texas of the best college quarterbacks ever, really.
Texas is going to come back next season, Chappie.
Next season, Texas is back.
Is Reggie Bush still in the NFL?
No.
He's not with the Lions anymore?
He's retired, I think. I think he retired a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good for the Saints for a couple of years and then just kind of dropped off. But didn't quite live up to his potential. But, yeah, Sam Darnold was great in this USC-Texas game, though, especially down the stretch. Because Texas took a three-point lead with, like, 45 seconds left, and USC had no timeouts. Sam Darnold just drove them down the field. He got them to the 10-yard line, almost won the game. They had one play from the 10 to try to win it, and then they kicked a field goal, and Darnold was just unstoppable in overtime too. So that was definitely the game of the weekend. Looking back through the scores here, Alabama was surprisingly not dominant against Colorado State. They only won 41-23. What do you guys think about that?
41-23, right?
This is Colorado State, though, guys. Like, who's? I feel like there's 7 or 8 SEC teams who could have beat Colorado State worse than that.
I don't know. I feel like Alabama did what they needed to do.
I mean, yeah, they got out of there with the win.
They got a convincing win. So.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm a little lukewarm on the SEC this year. A little lukewarm. So I don't know how many SEC teams would actually be able to beat Colorado State worse than 41-23.
Yeah. I mean, Colorado State does have a good offense, but I feel like Bama should be able to put up more than 41 points on them. Not that 41 points is, like, a bad number. Just, like, I don't know, Jalen Hurts and Calvin Ridley, and you've got all those weapons, a great offensive line.
You literally were talking earlier today how those were the only two offensive weapons Alabama has.
But they had those two offensive weapons is the thing.
Come on, chap.
When I was referring to earlier today, I was referring to the Vandy game next week. And we'll get to that one a little bit later. But I'm a Vandy fan, in case you guys don't know, so...
I'm pretty sure that was mentioned.
Yeah, that was mentioned last week. If this is your first time listening, though, I'm a big Vandy fan. We're going to pull the upset this weekend on Bama. I'm calling it. But
hot takes.
That's not even a hot take, man. We're pulling the upset. We're the second best team in the SEC right now.
That's an outtake. That needs to be cut out.
Nick wants me to edit this out later.
Gosh. Another big thing, Mississippi State took LSU to the woodshed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 37-7.
Yeah, I did not see that one coming. Like, Nick Fitzgerald is a great quarterback, and he's one of the best running quarterbacks, probably the best running quarterback in the SEC since Johnny Manziel. But
really?
I think Dak Prescott suited back up for Mississippi State just for this game.
It looked like it. It looked like it with Fitzgerald out there, but... Yeah, I mean, Dobbs was up there too, obviously. Josh Dobbs for Tennessee as far as running quarterbacks since Manziel. But Fitzgerald was phenomenal. I think I'm trying to remember his stat line. I know he threw for like 3 touchdowns, and I think he ran for 1. He was great in that game. And then their defense just shut LSU down, which might have surprised me even more.
I don't know. LSU is more just a run game. If you can stop their run, then I don't see them doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach O took over, and he didn't change all that much from Les Miles, like, in terms of how the offense is run. Like, it's still a mostly running offense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to change an offense that quickly because they didn't any good quarterbacks on the roster. I don't even remember who their starting quarterback is, to be honest. Like, if you're in the SEC and as big a college football fan as me can't remember the name of your starting quarterback, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, but they do have a really good running back, though, and a good offensive line. So, I still feel like they should have put up more than 7. Mississippi State's going to be good this year, I think, though.
Yeah. But Tennessee and Florida. Tennessee, a lot of people on campus were mad about that.
Oh, man. I was so happy. I was at the fair when it ended, so I didn't get to see the end of the game, but...
Yeah, that pass. Man. That pass was crazy.
Because in Tennessee's defense, like, there was 9 seconds left going into that play, and it was a tie game. So, and they were at, like, the 37-yard line. They thought Florida, and I think Florida's original plan was to throw, like, a 25-yard out and get out of bounds and try to line up for, like, a 50-yard field goal. And so Tennessee was defending that pass. And nobody's supposed to be able to throw 60. I think it was 68 yards airtime because it was a little bit diagonal. Nah. So nobody should be able to throw that far. I don't know what got into Felipe Franks on that play, but
I feel like at that point in the game, if it's tied, you should definitely be in prevent.
Yeah, I mean that's
regardless. Like you just always keep the ball in front of you, you know.
Yeah, and they were in like a prevent defense. They had all of their defensive backs like 20 or 30 yards off. But you're right; they should have had more guys.
Yeah, no one should get behind you in that situation.
No, and they had 3 guys in the end zone, and they still let somebody get behind them.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's on Butch Jones or if that's on the players, but I know there were a lot of UT fans calling for a Butch Jones job again.
I mean, it's a tradition. That game.
Yeah,
it's a
tradition. Definitely is.
UT loses a close game near the beginning of the year, and everyone wants him out. But... last year, I think it took longer than any other year he's been there because they started out like 4-0 or 5-0. All those great comebacks, the like 21-point comeback against Florida and the Hail Mary against Georgia. But their luck ran out against A&M, I think, and then they just got slaughtered by Bama the next week. But they played in some great games. I think there was 4 straight weeks. They were like the SEC game of the week on CBS at 2:30.
Yeah,
it was an entertaining season for him last year, and obviously so far this year with the Georgia Tech game on Monday night,
and then
this game they slaughtered Indiana State pretty bad, like 42-14, I think, between those two games. But yeah, I don't know about Tennessee this year.
There's a lot of teams I don't know about this year.
Yeah, I think 8-4 might be a reasonable expectation for them.
For Tennessee.
Yeah, just because
I feel like that's a little generous.
Their schedule isn't that bad, though, because they've got teams like Vandy at home. I think they have South Carolina at home.
Wait, say that again? They have who at home?
They've got Vandy at home. So that's almost at pick 'em right now, I think, because Vandy's the better team, but –
Clearly.
Going to Knoxville is a difficult thing to do. I don't care who you ask. But
Vandy had one heck of an upset.
Oh, it made me so happy. Vandy beat the third best scoring offense in the country and held them to 7 points at home on Saturday. Kansas State had been scoring like 55 points a game in the 2 weeks prior.
Against who?
That doesn't matter, Seth. Against probably FCS teams. I think one of them was an FCS team and one of them was a Group of Five team. But it was still college football competition.
Okay.
And they're a Big 12 offense, so you know they're going to be good. But and they were ranked 18th in the country. But
so if they played Mississippi College, like, you would still be touting that?
Well, Mississippi College is D2. There's a big difference between D1 and D2.
It's still college football. Yeah, though.
Okay, they played D1 opponents then, even if it was one FCS team. But no, Vandy's defense looked phenomenal in that game. They had a little bit of trouble stopping their quarterback from running in the first half, and that's how they got the first touchdown. But after that, I don't think they gained 100 yards in the second half on Vandy's D. So I'm really, really excited. Alabama, you're next.
Yeah,
we want Bama.
I will definitely watch that game now.
All right. And then Oklahoma State put an absolute beat down on Pittsburgh. They won 59-21. They've scored 42 points in the first half.
I didn't even hear about that one.
Yeah, no. It was like an 11 o'clock game, so nobody was watching it, but I watched like part of the first half, and it was like 28-7 maybe in the first quarter, and then they put up two more touchdowns in the second quarter. But Oklahoma State, I think, is a team to look out for. Their defense isn't great. It's not as bad as some of the defenses in the Big 12, though, and then their offense is top five in the country, easy, I think. Mason Rudolph, I think, is a dark horse Heisman candidate maybe at quarterback.
Mm.
The senior quarterback over there.
Never know.
But
it's still early, I think. Yeah. I think teams are still getting their feet wet, and it's a long season, so.
Yeah. We're just getting into it, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Too early to call Vandy the national champion.
Yeah, yeah.
If they beat Alabama this week.
Hey. I'll let you say that. I'll say that if they beat Bama this week.
Yes. All right.
Just cancel the rest of the season. Vandy.
Tune in next week to Layup Lines to hear Seth and Nick admit that Vandy's going to be the national championship. All right. All right. Let's get into some NFL football here. It was a good weekend in the NFL, too, especially for my team, the Titans. 21-point victory over the Jags. We won't talk too much about that. Derrick Henry was great. Mariota was okay.
Yeah. DeMarco Murray got hurt.
Yeah. That was
screwed me on fantasy.
Oh man, yeah, yeah. DeMarco, I think might take a step back. Like even after he's healthy again, I don't know how many weeks he'll miss, but if any, but I think he might take a step back and not get quite as many carries this season because Derrick Henry's really coming along. He had like 92 yards on 14 carries, I think.
Yeah.
Against the Jags, that is against the Jags though. So we'll see how he does against like the Seahawks next week. But let's see. The Broncos put a beat down on the Cowboys, which shocked
me.
Trevor Siemian looked like Peyton Manning out there.
He's a little more mobile than Peyton Manning, but well, and he's not as good as Peyton Manning, but
right,
he did look really good though.
I'm not comparing him to Peyton Manning. Just this isolated performance was Peyton Manning-esque.
But no, he did look really good out there.
Yeah, four touchdowns against a depleted Cowboys secondary because they had a few guys that were hurt. But Emmanuel Sanders got me a couple of scores, almost helped a comeback in fantasy. We'll get to how my fantasy week was ruined in a minute. But
oh yeah, no, I got some stories too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll get to fantasy in a couple of minutes here, but. What about Tom Brady this week?
What do you have, 3 TDs in the first quarter?
Yeah, 3 touchdowns in the first
quarter. First time in his career he's ever done that?
Yeah, like 450 yards overall.
Yeah, no, he looked like he's definitely back.
Yeah.
But he played who? He played
the Saints.
The Saints. So they haven't had a secondary since 2006.
Yeah, no.
The
Saints' defense is garbage.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is trying to carry the team. They've got a decent running back core, a good running back core, and then they've got pretty decent wide receivers. But their offensive line is only okay, and their defense is just really bad. I don't see them making a run this year, really. As much as I'd love to see Drew Brees back in the playoffs, because he's one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch in the NFL.
Yeah, but he is.
The Chiefs looked great again against the Eagles.
What Kareem Hunt do again this week?
He had like over 100 yards. He had like a 52-yard rushing touchdown. He was ridiculous. I've got two fantasy leagues, and the first week I played in my church league, I played Kareem Hunt, and then this week in our union league, I played Kareem Hunt. So
you're having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm 1-1 in one league, and then 0-2 in the other. So
gotta play Kareem Hunt more.
What?
You gotta play Kareem Hunt more.
I can't play Kareem Hunt. I don't have him. I've tried to trade for him. But
yeah, no, I played Kareem Hunt the first week, and he absolutely destroyed me.
Oh, man. Yeah, he had like, maybe the best debut ever in the NFL. Is that a stretch? He had, like, 150 rushing yards and over 100 receiving yards.
And 3 TDs.
Yeah.
And your first carry was a fumble.
Yeah, that was the one downside. He had, like, one fumble in college that he recovered, and then fumbled his first snap in the NFL or his first carry in the NFL, but then absolutely lit it up after that.
Yeah.
But let's see here. The Packers and the Falcons. Aaron Rodgers did not quite look like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Jordy Nelson, another guy on my fantasy team, went down.
Yep.
And that's his main weapon.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Rodgers had the pick at the end of the first half, too, and the Falcons scored on that. And then,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it, but the freaky fumble that Rodgers had, he, like, threw it out to the flat, and he threw it right at the 19-yard line. It looked like it was a forward pass, like, in real time, mm-hmm. but it landed at the 19-yard line as well. I think the wind caught it or something. And so the Falcons picked it up and ran in for a touchdown. It was one of the freakiest plays I've seen in a while. But, yeah, I also had Jordy Nelson, though. And I was down by 0.06 points going into Sunday Night Football with Jordy Nelson left to play. The other guy just had Brandon Marshall, who's not going to – Brandon Marshall, I think, is about done right now, especially with Eli Manning at quarterback. But – Jordy Nelson just had to get, like, a couple of points, and I was going to win that game, and then he went down. But it's not my worst fantasy loss I've ever had.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. But I want to transition here into another segment about worst losses that you guys have ever had and best wins that you guys have ever had, whether it's on the basketball court or in fantasy football or in Madden or whatever. So, Seth, I know you have – you have a couple of stories from your days playing football in high school.
Oh, yeah. So, Nick, have I talked to you about playing football in high school?
Yeah. You told me you was a running back, right?
Yeah. I was a running back. And so, my last game in high school, my senior year, we're playing this team that we hated already just because they're a bunch of punks. And we kept it close for, like, the first half. And I think it was probably a couple minutes into the third quarter, or maybe with a couple minutes left in the first half. I'm running the ball, and they can't stop me. I'm, like, the only offensive weapon that's working at the moment because our quarterback went down with, like, a season-ending injury, like, a couple weeks prior. But I'm running, and I have, like, I was having back spasms, but I was just trying to, like, run through it and just you know, try to win. You know, you got to win the game, and I get down into, like, the five-yard line, and I'm getting to the point where, like, I can't breathe anymore because my back spasms are, like, I can't run anymore. So I run over to the sideline. I just tell my coach, look, I can't do this anymore. I've got to come out because I just ran the ball, like, 5 or 6 times in a row. And He takes me out, puts in the backup, fumbles at the 1 yard line. They pick up the ball and run it back for a touchdown, and we lost the game. I want to say it was like 47-21 or something like that. It was the worst thing. Worst loss I've ever had.
That's a tough one.
What was the score when you came out of the game?
I think it was like 21-28 or 21-30-something, 35, something like that.
So you guys were down.
Yeah. We were down by like one
or two
touchdowns.
But you were about to come back.
Yeah. I thought, like, I still believe that if I would have been able, or if the team at least would have been able to score on that possession, we could have had a swing in momentum and, like, come back and at least, you know, make it a field goal game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst, man.
I would say my worst loss probably is still losing in state my senior year.
Oh,
we lost in the semifinals to go to a state championship, and I started off all right, but like as the game went on, I just got cold, and we ended up hitting a shot to send it into OT with like 3 seconds left. Our point guard hit it.
Oh wow!
And then we went into OT, and I was still cold. I finished with like 10 points.
Oh, man.
And, like, that loss still just sticks with me. Like, I cried my eyes out that night. Like, I didn't want to leave the arena. I didn't want to leave the locker room when we got back. Like, it was tough. It wasn't tough as in, like, how we lost. It was just tough when we lost, you know?
Yeah.
And I had just won state the year before.
Oh, wow.
So
you wanted a repeat.
Yeah, so yeah. It was. And it was a team that we should have beat, too. A team that we beat early in the year.
Wow. What about best wins, though? I can think of one great win for you. I don't know if it's if your best win is the one I'm thinking of.
Are you talking about the AUM game last year?
Yeah, the one where you had, like, 5 points in the last 30 seconds to win the game. You hit, a go-ahead three with, like, what, 20 seconds left, and then a buzzer beater
floater
with ice in his veins.
Greatest win, that was a good one for sure, but I don't know, I don't really have a greatest win. I'd probably just, to keep it simple, I'd probably just go with winning state my junior year.
Yeah, anytime you can win a championship.
Yeah. And that was my only state championship, so.
Yeah.
I'll take the easy way out and go with that.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I won an archery state title in my freshman year. That's not as glamorous as, like, a basketball or a football state title at all.
Did you get a ring?
No.
No.
I wish. But we got a trophy as a team, and there's a picture of all of us holding it up. And I think the trophy's still at my tutorial. I was homeschooled, so this was, like, a homeschool team that practiced for like an hour a week.
Wow, and you guys won the whole thing.
Yeah, it was
won state?
It was a homeschool league.
No, it wasn't. It was against all the public schools and everything. I was so proud of us. The other schools practiced for like 2 hours a day, and yeah, Coach Bubba, our archery coach, shout out to you, man. You are one of the greatest archery coaches in the country, in my opinion.
Is he listening, Chap?
I hope you're listening, Coach Bubba. If he's not, somebody from back home, tell him I gave him a shout out. All right.
Wow.
But, no, my worst loss, though, would have to be, I'm just going to go fantasy football because that's been my sport or whatever. But
yeah.
Last year, I was up by a point and a half, I think, on my roommate. It was like 3 weeks into school. It was like week two or three of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Emmanuel Sanders playing like the late afternoon game, and there was a rain delay in that game. So I didn't take out my defense that was playing that night because I was afraid Emmanuel Sanders would have a fumble and lose me 2 points. So I kept Kansas City's defense in. Emmanuel Sanders didn't do anything. And then Kansas City's defense got lit up by the Steelers and lost me, like, 2 points. And I lost by a half a point to my roommate. Oh, wow. And that just started an absolute debacle of a season. I went like, I think I won 4 games in that week the whole year.
Wow. Who was your roommate?
Reagan Letts.
I don't think I know. But
he's, shout out to you, Reagan. You won that one. I'm trying to remember. I played you last week. I don't remember if I beat you, though. I think I won that game. I don't remember. So we're gonna play a little game, guys, to close out the show. So how this game is gonna work is each of us is gonna pick one upset winner for college football this weekend, and whoever, if your upset pick wins, then you get the amount of points that they were an underdog by. So like, if you pick Boise State to beat Virginia, Boise State's a 14-point underdog. And they win, you get 14 points. But if they lose, you don't get any points. And we'll keep a tally of this the whole college football season and see who comes out on top at the end of the year. So, Seth, who do you have?
I'm still tempted to go with Boston College over Clemson, but I'm gonna stick with NC State over Florida State.
All right, that's 14 point.
That's a 12.5, I think.
12.5 point spread.
Or 12, just 12.
12-point spread, NC State over Florida State. All right. What about you, Nick?
I'm going to go with Cal over USC.
Cal over USC.
I got a couple friends that play for Cal, Carnavai and Samisi. They went to my high school, so.
Beating Sam Darnold.
Yeah, like no.
Bold prediction, man.
I got them. And they're at home, too?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Cal.
Yeah. That's 17.5 points if you win.
Hey.
All right. I'm going to go.
Betting big.
I'm going to go with the biggest upset of all of us. I'm going Vanderbilt, the Commodores, over Alabama, 18.5 points at home. The Vandy's going to beat Alabama. We've got the best scoring defense in the country. We've got the best team QBR in the country.
Oh, great.
We're going to pull the upset. Nick Saban loses a game every single year. This is going to be the game this year. They might go on to win the national title, but Vandy is winning in Nashville on Saturday.
I'm still protesting your use of the term best team quarterback.
rating?
Yeah.
Why?
Because literally there's only been one pass that was not Kyle Shurmur.
Okay, so Kyle Shurmur has the best QBR in the country.
Okay, fine, not the whole team.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm whatever.
Still said. Protesting that.
That's fine. I'll just go with Kyle Shurmur has the best QBR in the country. Then
how about we go?
Accounted for 10 touchdowns this year with no turnovers.
Yeah,
that's still impressive. But
all right,
we'll see what happens next week, man. Best of luck to you.
I know. I really hope you win.
You too, guys. I'll be rooting for Cal and NC State this week. Make it interesting between all of us.
Let's go.
But all right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm Michael Chapman for Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez. Tune in next week for another episode of Layup.